Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's Stephanie with you.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
Jeremy's making fun of my flamboyant.
No, I was being Derek J. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. Well, we always welcome that on the
Wednesday
show.
Night host joke.
Yes.
Free Talk Live does 7 days a week. If you're hearing us on a radio station on Sunday, that's awesome. But we do 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And, you know, you can always call your station. If you like Free Talk Live, ask for more. Or find us at freetalklive.com.
Sorry, I just met Derek J last night, and he was a lot less flamboyant than he is on the air when I met him in person.
You're saying you think he hands it up?
He did on the air. As compared to yesterday, I don't know. I just met him for 5 minutes. So
Give him the second time you meet him, he'll jumping all over you, hugging you. And anyway,
he doesn't have a lot of boundaries, I'll tell you that.
Yes. So if you want to call us tonight, 855-450-3733 is the number. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. We'd love to talk with you. And we were starting to get into this article. We only got like about a sentence into it before we got a spate of phone calls.
That happens on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Can I just throw in from the last topic about the...
about the foreign body coming towards Earth that's going to kill us all next week.
Oh, before that. It was the... The 10 amendments to the...
The bitcoins?
No, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. What are the Bill of Rights?
Okay,
so having lived in the U.S., Japan, and Australia, but I'll just mostly talk about the U.S. and Australia. Australia has no Bill of Rights in its constitution, and it's, apart from the gun issue we talked about earlier, the freedoms that are enshrined in those 10 amendments, there's just as much in Australia. So, apart from it just being a piece of paper and they don't have to follow it, it doesn't seem to me that it's...
Apparently, they don't have to, you know, there's the piece of paper doesn't matter at all if Australia has no Bill of Rights and the United States does have a Bill of Rights and they have the same amount of freedoms.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Although, the government's only is less than half as old, so they haven't had as much time to get as massive, so we'll see.
Don't they have mandatory voting in Australia?
Yeah, that's... That is annoying. Actually, I didn't vote in the last election, though, because I didn't realize it was election day. I knew it was coming up, but I didn't know it was election day, and I haven't received a fine yet.
So what happens? No. I mean, they just, you don't...
They send a $50 fine, and I don't know what happens if you don't pay it. I don't know if anybody has tested that.
You could be the first.
I have talked to people who
I'd love to know what happens if you don't pay it.
Yeah. I've talked to people that have received a fine and just sent a letter that said I was... exercising my democratic right not to vote, and they've let the fine go.
Seems as valid as anything.
Yeah, so it's pretty much. And before the election, I received something that said that you could basically send in a letter that said that you had a religious reason not to vote or something like that.
Sure. And there are religions that choose not to vote. I know Jehovah's Witnesses are among them.
Voluntarists.
That's not a religion.
It's philosophy.
Yeah.
And I don't, by no means are people who necessarily are voluntarists choose not to vote.
But I don't have a religion, and so I thought, well, why? What about my philosophy? Why does it have to be a religion, you know?
Actually, I think that is part of the original definition of voluntarist is a non-voter.
I don't...
That's what Carl Wattner said anyway. He originated the term.
Okay, well, I suppose...
Wasn't it originated in England in the 1600s or something for people who thought churches should be able to be separate from the land?
Oh, I didn't know about that. It's possible, sure. I just, I hear a lot of people, there are some people who are very, you know, vocal about saying, you know, you really shouldn't call yourself a voluntarist if you do vote because part of voluntarism is... you know, abstaining from the system in every way.
Well, the internet's full of grammar Nazis, right? And they're all going to tell you how you got to do this and that and the other thing. And
I can see that.
I can act like an human if I want to, or I can act like a human, and it doesn't really matter. I think that
the words have meaning, I mean, right? If we're trying to convey something with a specific
word. They don't necessarily have the same meaning that they did when they were originated, though.
Yeah, and they can shift over time. I see it. I kind of see it from both sides. To me, when I think of the word voluntarist, I do think of non-voter, but I don't know. Probably a lot of people hear that word, and they don't think that. So.
Well, you know, and then you can make up your own term to mean voluntarist that does vote, right? So, you know, at this point, we're cutting the pie so thin that it just doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, okay. Well, what would you call someone who is a principled non-voter?
Principled non-voter. How's that?
Okay. Would you call them an anarchist? Would you call them a
non-voter? I wouldn't use any of those terms. I think that anarchists vote. A person who doesn't vote is a person who doesn't vote.
Gene, the Christian anarchist, votes for Ron Paul, doesn't he?
That's correct. Yeah. I've heard people use all these terms. It doesn't mean...
And there are other people, not saying this is me, but there are other people out there who would say that they are polluting the meaning of the word by saying, oh, I'm an anarchist, I vote,
It's been polluted plenty by other people that have nothing to do with that, so...
Sure.
These are...
That's the thing. Words do change constantly over time, and it means to one person something different from what it means to another person.
I love me a good argument about voting. Whether it comes from one side or the other, frankly, I don't think that not voting does anything. And people that don't vote, go out and hold signs and say,
"Don't vote."
What's that?
Does voting do anything?
It does a very, very little, a statistically insignificant amount.
Okay, so essentially nothing?
A statistically insignificant amount.
Okay.
On a local level, you can change an election. In my town, I've
been... Voting hurts my soul. Probably the only time you've ever... Hurts my psyche, how about that?
If you want privacy in your life and you don't want people to know where you live, for instance, maybe you have a corporation that owns your property and you don't want people to know where you live, then don't vote. You just vote. Don't vote.
You are going to get...
Just don't pretend like it matters.
You are going to get, Republican and Democrat stuff in the mail, too, if you register to vote.
Yep, I get all that stuff. The Republicans seem to believe that since I ran for office as a Republican that I support every one of their candidates and want to give them money.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, I don't...
I guess they're mistaken on that.
Just drop it in the recycling.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about voting, or do you want to talk about the Twitter?
Go for the Twitter.
Okay, yeah, because I think this is an interesting thing that people should know about. So just to recap, from AlJazeera.com, they're covering a story that says that Twitter has been getting more and more requests from the U.S. government to reveal information about Twitter users, and also it is trying to block certain content on Twitter. So they say, we've received... Twitter's legal policy manager, Jeremy Kessel, said in a blog post on Monday, quote, we've received more government requests in the first half of 2012, as outlined in the initial data set, than the entirety of 2011. And apparently Twitter does publish something called a transparency report. So they're letting people know that, hey, your data might not be as private as you think it is.
Somebody's going to have to disappear them, okay?
The overwhelming number of requests
came
from the United States.
Bad Americans if they're publishing information that the government is asking for information about, well, what obviously
so
are bad
clearly.
People. Otherwise, the government wouldn't be asking for the information, right?
Yeah, because they never make mistakes.
They never make
just
mistakes.
Just like NASA, according to Miller Geiger. Accounting for 679 of the 849 requests for user information. So the vast
the
majority.
People?
Probably other governments around the world. In 75% of the U.S. cases, Twitter gave some or all information. Oh, that's too bad.
75%.
Yeah.
You just can't operate a big operation and not cooperate, because they're gonna shut you down. You can choose to run your operation, or you can choose to non-cooperate with governmental agencies, but you can't have both, sadly.
In some cases, Google has rolled over, like for China,
sure.
I believe, to
block
certain things.
Oh, there's been instances with the United States government they've rolled over.
Yeah, but in some cases, haven't they stood up to certain requests for information about users?
If their lawyers say they can, they will, but,
Yeah. I think if it's...
The laws are written by the lawyers, so what are you
going to do? At some point, Google gets more powerful than the U.S. government in some respects, though, and...
How so?
Because they're just so popular and so big. And they have so many resources, and so if they say no, maybe they stand a chance of not being steamrolled, I'm not sure. I'd like to see that happen, though.
Didn't Microsoft get slammed by the French government about a year ago?
For IP that they had tried to sue people in Europe or something? Or?
Something like that.
Mm. I don't know. Microsoft sues everybody, and unfortunately, Apple is now seeming to adopt this business model as well.
Intellectual property is a very valuable thing if you can do it properly. There are plenty of companies out there that just own intellectual property and sue the pants off of other companies. They don't even take them to court. They just get settlements from them.
Right. Yeah.
It's cheaper to settle.
Who doesn't want a government monopoly? I guess unless you have an opposition to that on principle. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number. Stick around. There's more coming up.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program. I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambrin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
And we thank you for joining us. 855-453 is the number. 855-450-3733. Call us, bring up whatever's on your mind. I also want to remind you that Free Talk Live gives away all of our archives for free. And actually, maybe not all, but they definitely go back to 2006, so that sounds like it would probably be enough to keep most people busy for quite a while. So you can find those at archives.freetalklive.com. And actually, you can also find a portal to the SoundCloud account on Free Talk Live. And SoundCloud, if you're not familiar with it, is a service where you can actually go and listen to an audio file, but you can comment within the file. Then you can see what other people have said on the comments within the same files. So it's a pretty cool kind of maybe community-building way to listen to audio and have a richer experience with that.
Yep, it's awesome. We've recently partnered with SoundCloud, and it's been great.
And there's also a podcast feed there, too, in case you want to get every episode when it comes out, automatically download it.
Do that!
Yes, please do. So, okay, this Twitter article, gentlemen, we've been trying to get to it for a while, but basically we started learning about this in the last segment that the U.S. government has been requesting to Twitter to give up information on people who use Twitter, and actually the largest percentage of Twitter has 100 million users. Or active users, that's what they say. And most of them are within the U.S.
100 million active users?
That's what it says on Al Jazeera's article, yeah.
100 million active users?
Yes.
One-third of the of the United States population, but that doesn't mean they could be worldwide. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge. And they say the bulk of them are in the U.S. After the U.S. was Japan, the Japanese government, I guess, requested information about 98 Twitter users, then Britain and Canada. But they're trailing way behind. I mean, the U.S. requested info from Twitter on 679 people. Japan requested 98 pieces of information, and then Britain and Canada had 11 each. So really, the U.S. is, the spy state is alive and well and growing.
It's hard to tell people this, but it really is the truth. The United States is becoming the big brother we were warned about in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know they can't put cameras in your home, but they're trying to watch you in every other way they can.
Yeah, and I mean, there are lots of people who say that things like Facebook and Twitter are just a gold mine for governments, and it sounds like, I mean, they're right about that. They are. They're
if you
like,
give them accurate
information.
If you information,
give them information,
yeah.
Some people use fake names on those services and don't put up a lot of personal info and stuff like that.
I guess I do, too. I mean, my name on the air, Mark Edge, isn't my real name, so, mm-hmm. and I always give a fake birthday because I don't, because there's like five identifying pieces of information. Your birthday's among them. I don't know why, you know, I don't need happy birthday wishes for my friends. Thanks.
I think people can identify you basically with a first name, last name, and hometown. I think that's, I've read that somewhere, I don't know. So anyway, Twitter is saying that one of their goals is to grow Twitter in a way that makes us proud. So I don't know if they're saying that it doesn't make them proud to give governments information or that people won't want to join.
I'm proud of them for making this transparency blog that they've got. I think that that's it's admirable.
I guess if they're going to comply with the government, I mean, ideally.
What else are they going to do?
Yeah.
Like I said before, you really have a business, have a choice in this world of doing business or standing up for privacy against the government, but you don't really have the choice of doing both.
Yeah, they say this ideal of wanting to grow Twitter in a way that makes them proud informs many of our policies and guides us in making difficult decisions. One example is our long-standing policy to proactively notify users of requests for their account information unless we're prohibited by law. So they at least tell people, hey, the government wants your info.
You've got an FBI file. Congrats.
Yeah. Twitter said, if you don't have one, you're doing it wrong. No, I'm just kidding. Twitter said it received... Wow, okay, so this is saying a lot right here. Twitter said it received 3,378 takedown notices so far this year for copyright violations.
What's that? How many?
About 3,300.
Wow.
Yeah, and it removed 38% of the requested tweets, so I guess that's the information that they are censoring or taking down from Twitter, is things that infringe on copyright. And I don't blame them for being scared about that, because I suppose Twitter could be...
But it should be the request should be not be coming through law enforcement. They should be coming from the copyright holder.
Yeah, and I don't know why that's coming from the government. There were also six cases in which courts or government requested removal of tweets. I don't know what those were. It doesn't go into detail. None were in the United States, and none was removed, Twitter said. The transparency report is modeled after a similar effort from Google. In addition to the transparency report, Twitter said it was partnering with a company called Herdict, which collects and disseminates real-time crowdsourced information about internet filtering, denial-of-service attacks, and other blockages. So they have a consulting firm or some kind of company that is trying to find out information about what's not getting on the internet or what's being filtered or whatever.
Mm.
This new partnership aims to drive more traffic and exposure to Herdict, while also empowering the web community at large to keep an eye on whether users can access Twitter around the world. So they're trying to find out, basically, like...
Where are we being blocked?
Like, yeah, Arab Spring, maybe, you know, that they were shutting down. I don't know if they were blocking Twitter or if they were just shutting down internet.
Aren't they shutting down, like, cell towers and stuff like that?
I think so, yeah.
Because that's really the only thing you could do. How could you block Twitter coming into the country unless you'd block the internet?
Yeah. The two initiatives, he said, are an important part of keeping the tweets flowing, quote-unquote, a reference to the January blog post that first announced the San Francisco-based company's country-specific censorship policy. I wonder what their censorship policy is. The policy of making the censorship information available online shows that the company is actually walking the walk after talking the talk, said a correspondent for some other company. So, I mean, it goes on. Tweets are not private. The news came the same day a New York judge ordered Twitter to turn over data from Malcolm Harris, an Occupy Wall Street protester arrested during a demonstration on the Brooklyn Bridge in October. Twitter had fought to dismiss a request from prosecutors seeking the tweets as evidence, arguing that they belonged to Harris under the company's terms of service. The case is being watched closely.
Why do they need to get the tweets? All they have to do is go onto the guy's account and copy them. I mean,
well, some people set their Twitter accounts so that only they have to approve the people
followers.
That can follow them.
I see.
So maybe this guy had somehow privated his tweets. Some people just tweet to the whole world and it's public. But,
sure.
And actually, I think most people do that, but some people want to approve their followers. Anyway, so Harris says the judicial review required for access to data to Harris's account presents an important precedent. Law enforcement has woken up to the fact that there's a lot of information on Twitter that's pursuant to the cases they're trying to make. This interest by law enforcement in the information contained on Twitter should also draw some concern for journalists, he said. The judge said that the tweets are not private information and thus not subject to constitutional guarantees of privacy.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
The government was set up to protect us from each other, I think, is their selling point, is, that humans harm each other at times, and so therefore we need a government to, handle it when humans do that. And this isn't one of those circumstances. Nobody's been stolen from here. Nobody's been harmed in any way. Yeah, there have been some people involved in protests or whatever. I guess I'm not going to feel bad if some axe murderer's Twitter tweets are, subpoenaed and law enforcement wants them to prove where they were at what time they were twittering. And I can't imagine what they were twittering if they're axe murdering somebody. But whatever, if that's what they want, I guess I don't have that big of a problem with that. But
is there a hashtag for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
hashtag
bloody mess.
Yeah. Yikes. It's Freak Talk Live. There's more coming up. Please call us 855-450-FREE. Have your tweets been blocked? Stay tuned. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DESERET FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to this show. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
And we're glad you've joined us this evening. 855-450-3733 is the number to call if you want to get in touch with us. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also go to cam.freetalklive.com if you want to see what we look like while we're doing the show. cam.freetalklive.com. Why is Mark laughing?
I don't know.
We look silly sometimes. Sometimes we make wild gesticulations with our hands.
Wait a minute. I dressed for radio.
Well, people have been watching you all night. Creepily staring. Well, if you want to creepily stare, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you also have a chat room there that you can participate in, right?
That's right.
Yep. So, all right, gentlemen, I wanted to talk about this. I want to make sure we get to this article about the war on drugs and how it's affecting drug use around the world, because we all know that, of course, you know, when you prohibit something, it's supposed to just go away magically, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's going
to
work.
But that's turning out not to be the case.
You know, during the, I think it was the 30s, the Roosevelt administration basically prohibited the possession of gold and silver. At some point or another, that was reversed, and you're now allowed to possess these things again. And if you want to get your hands on some precious metals, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. There, we have teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates. And it is the best rates I can find. You know, there may be something better out there. Certainly, if you go to eBay and you spend all day looking for that right auction to sharpshoot at the very end, you're going to find some lower rates. But your time's worth something. You want the best rates on gold, on precious metals, go to gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy there, not only are you getting some of the best rates for yourself, and you can comparison shop, but you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Could you get maple leaves?
You can. I think you can get maple leaves there.
Called koalas?
You could certainly do it if you call the telephone number and on the website. I'm certainly happy.
I really want a koala. That's on my wish list now. I'm writing that down. So, Mark, tell us about the drug war.
There's a gold platypus out there somewhere, too, but I think that
Ooh.
Might be a 2 ounce.
Okay,
I'm not
that's even more
sure.
awesome.
Everybody likes platypi. As I understand, you're not allowed, you just, like, the English Nazis out there have decided that you're not allowed to say anything with the I on the end any longer. It's all platypuses,
and octopuses.
Really?
And, you know, rhinoceroses. I don't think that's U.S. anyway. but, you know, you're just not supposed to anymore. It's all, you know, just the plural. Tack it on the end. So.
Is that American English Nazis or Oxford English Nazis or Cambridge English Nazis? Or?
Facebook English Nazis. RawStory.com. This one's coming from David Ferguson, and he's got some citations in here, and I have looked them up. Anyway, a new report from the UK's National Centre. And by the way, how come in England they could write centre wrong?
S-C-E-N-T-R-E.
They write that in Canada as well.
There you go.
N-C-O-L-O-U-R.
They spell British and speak American.
Spell British, speak American in Canada?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Center of Expertise on Drugs and Drug Laws said that drug decriminalization does not lead to an increase in drug use. So that means if you lower the penalties on drug use or get rid of them entirely, that somehow people don't do more drugs.
Yeah, so basically to kind of flip that around and say it another way, the laws that we have against drugs are not stopping people from doing drugs.
And I wonder about this, as a person who believes in economics, that people tend to respond to incentives, why is it that people don't respond to the incentives of
drug decrim?
Well, no, the incentives of criminalization of drugs. I mean, It makes perfectly good sense that if you'd say that we're going to throw you in jail for a year if you smoke that joint, Johnny, that they wouldn't smoke joints, right? But they do.
Well,
they want to smoke those joints.
There are some people who use drugs, not saying this is everybody, but at least some people out there who are using drugs because they have other internal incentives to escape, like, some serious pain that they're in or to satisfy an addiction that they have for whatever reason.
But there are plenty of legal drugs, even, you know, you can get at the pharmacy that do just as much to your mind. So why is it that people do continue to use the ones that government outlaws?
I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That's hard to say.
Going on here, Columbia University epidemiologist Ernest Drucker argues that, like alcohol prohibition, the war on drugs is doomed to fail. And that it hasn't failed. It has been very successful at creating make-work government programs for bureaucrats.
And spending a lot of money and tearing a lot of families apart and putting a lot of people in jail.
And making some drug lords and organized criminals ridiculously wealthy.
Yes.
When you see those big rooms full of $100 bills, those people are very, very wealthy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's successful in that. Anyway, this is doomed to fail, and that prohibition measures like arrest and incarceration are forms of societal violence themselves. And to back that up, because I thought, societal violence, what does that mean? Well, basically what they're saying is that the United States incarceration rate is well beyond the rest of the world. And
yeah.
It's because the rest of the world does not prosecute the war on drugs the way the United States government does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will talk about violence and that sort of thing. And to some extent, to a large extent, the violence in the United States and the violence in the inner city is created by the United States' prosecution on the war on drugs. Many countries don't have a war on drugs. They'll have them illegal, but they won't have them in the same way. Like, you know, when you go to, I don't know, Holland, and there's, what's that one that begins with a B that's between France and
Belgium?
Belgium.
Yeah.
I have a friend from Belgium, and she told me they have trucks that go around and dance safe trucks that go around and test your ecstasy at mm-hmm. the club to make sure it's good.
Isn't there a park where it's essentially people can use heroin and
yeah.
they have clean needles and stuff?
They've got all
yeah,
these
we've
things.
Got those. there's in Australia.
Yeah, so they, you know, I mean, if they had that in the United States, the cops would come through, sweep them up, and throw them in jail. And as a result, you get the more the people that are that have the personality types that are more likely to do crazy and desperate things in order to get it to make a buck, because the bucks get higher and higher. You know, you move a key of cocaine in the United States from one location to another, you can make $1,000 in a day, and
or
it's
you're,
hard to make that kind of money.
Or you're desperate to feed a habit, and you end up stealing from people, or, you know, escalating the level of risk that you're willing to take to get money to buy drugs. That's a huge problem too. And also, you know, when people have had a prior, when people have had one drug conviction, there's this old saying that it's easier to get over an addiction than a conviction. And it's totally true, because once you've had a conviction,
yeah,
you have a stigma and you can't really find,
or college loans, I believe.
Yep, you can't get college loans, and it's difficult to find a job.
It's crazy. I've got a conviction for murder, and I can get a college loan. But somebody who has a drug conviction cannot.
Wow.
It's just the truth.
It's true, yeah.
It's just the truth. And, I don't think that, I think that when somebody does their time, whatever the government says, you know, this is what your punishment is, it should be over. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if they're, good enough to release from probation, incarceration, or whatever, then they should be good enough to carry a weapon to protect themselves. Obviously, many people don't agree with me on that, because it's certainly not the law of the land.
Yeah, but you're carrying a scarlet letter for the rest of your life, you
indeed,
know, essentially.
So, going on here, the report, A Quiet Revolution, this is the name of the report, A Quiet Revolution, Drug Decriminalization Policies and Practice Across the Globe, looks over 20 countries that have adopted some form of decriminalization of drugs possession, including some states that have only decriminalized cannabis possession. The study's objective was to examine all existing research and attempt to establish whether communities that adopted decriminalization policies saw that the decriminalization resulted in an uptick in drug use.
Yep.
The simple answer, said the report, is no, it did not.
Mm.
So, for whatever reason, reducing the penalties on these drugs does not the penalties that they have are high enough to incentivize the people that are going to not do drugs, these penalties just don't work at all. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is,
yeah,
but it seems like drugs themselves are a penalty.
Yes.
Stephanie, you don't drink.
No,
you don't do drugs.
I'm not interested in alcohol or drugs.
Why?
Because I don't like the way alcohol makes me feel. I just don't enjoy it at all, and I have no interest in it.
But there's no penalty for you for doing alcohol.
Right. It's the penalty of my body, I guess, of how I feel, and I don't like it. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great point. There are other incentives, namely your health, not to do drugs rather than just getting put in jail.
And the way you feel immediately. Some people like it. Some people don't.
Yeah. It doesn't help anybody to throw them in jail. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
On the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. By the way, Free Talk Live is live every night of the week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So if you want a change of hosts, you can hear different people on the air every single night of the week on Free Talk Live. And you can also download, let's say you like these hosts, you can download the archives of the Sunday shows or any other shows over at archives.freetalklive.com. Also want to remind you that you can go to promote.freetalklive.com if you want a Free Talk Live bumper sticker. We were just giving a few of those out to some young fans of the show earlier this evening.
They are free. So all you have to do is go to, what is it, promote.freetalklive.com?
Yes, and you can also get graphics there if you want to make Free Talk Live designs. You can use them any way you want, any way you like, over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Indeed.
So, okay, did I give out the number? It's 855-450-FREE, in case you want to call us tonight. 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the war on drugs? Do you think that locking people in cages for putting chemicals and plants in their body helps them out? We'd love to hear from you on that. 855-450-FREE. And by the way, you know, Jeremy's here joining us tonight, all the way from Australia, but thinking about possibly making the move to New Hampshire, and is a member of the Free State Project. And Jeremy, can you tell me why does the Free State Project at freestateproject.org appeal to you?
It's just the activism that's happening here and the support, basically. So, Where I am, I don't actually know any other liberty activists, or liberty, I wouldn't call myself an activist right now, but even liberty-minded people. So I guess it's the idea of both the activism and the support and the backup that you get, as well as the social aspect of having people around you that you already start from the same page. Basically,
yeah, the community is a huge deal to me.
Yeah.
It's really nice to live in a place. I felt a lot of loneliness before I moved here, and I was in Massachusetts, and it was really difficult to find friends who shared my values. you know, it was always kind of like, well, you know, we can be friends with each other and connect on a superficial level, but we are always going to disagree about politics or whatever.
Let's just not talk about that.
Yeah. And it's a barrier to intimacy when you can't talk about certain things with friends or loved ones or whatever. So it's really nice to be here with a bunch of people who sort of share at least some ideas of freedom in common with me. You're never probably going to agree 100% on everything with a lot of different people, but at least you have certain things in common, and you're not starting off having to explain to them a lot of different things that you already know. Right, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Cool. Well, Mark, do you have more on this war on drugs piece?
Sure. But it's freestateproject.org, and that's where people can go to find out more.
Thank you, yes.
Indeed. Let's see, I've got it right here. After examining the 21 countries and their decriminalizing profiles, including the U.S., Mexico, Australia, the Netherlands, Estonia, and more, the global study concluded that many countries adopt models that are ineffective, unworkable, or in some cases, which result in greater harms than those who use drugs for society more broadly.
Wait, are you saying that the government screws things up?
That's what the study is saying. And I really have to, you know, I have to ask people who are listening is, you know, think about marijuana. The majority of Americans have smoked marijuana, and a great deal of them know somebody in their family who, you know, who has done such a thing. As the population ages, marijuana grew into popularity in the 60s, and so as the population ages, now the baby boomers are retiring, so...
You know, getting glaucoma,
right.
And cancer.
Yeah, so...
So many of them have tried this, and I'm not telling you that I believe that marijuana is the stepping stone to a successful life, although some people might. And as far as I'm concerned, that's their life. What is it? The guy from Steve Jobs from Apple said that doing LSD was one of the foundational experiences of his life, life-changing experiences, whatever. Hey, you know, I'm not going to claim that doing LSD was for me. I'm not.
Yeah, but I'm not about to go out and do that myself.
Right.
But at the same time, I certainly wouldn't want to prohibit him, especially what that entails, you know, possibly threatening him, putting him in a cage or something like that. I don't think that would help him in any way. And that's, to me, the real crux of the issue. I don't support drugs. I don't do them. I don't even drink alcohol. But I don't think it helps anybody else to put them in jail. Maybe there are some people who need help, you know, when they're using a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
There certainly are some people who need help, but the help that they need does not come in the form of a jail cell.
I think that's funny to say, you know, I don't even drink alcohol because that happens to be a legal drug, but it's one of the hardest drugs that there are.
Yeah.
I do like using alcohol. I enjoy the experience and having one to relax when I get home or whatever. I've tried marijuana and I don't like that experience, but that's just insane to me to think that someone who wants to use a different chemical in their body would be locked in cages for that. No matter what.
And that's really the question I have to ask people is, you know, look, I understand, you know, some people, it seems to be all weighted on the amount that you have. But does it really matter if a person has a joint or has a bag of an ounce full? I mean,
they're obviously going to sell it if they have
an ounce. I mean, they have 2 ounces of this. This is just somebody who's prepared for, you know, a certain amount of smoking. I don't know. I mean,
it's important to remember this is a plant. It's an herb, you know, it's a dried vegetable matter,
mm-hmm.
And people are getting locked in cages for this, for simply just having it.
That's right. So
it's
what's
not
the
hurting
worst case
anybody?
Scenario? Somebody gets stoned or, you know, they continue to get stoned or, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they, you know.
And people... probably when they get stoned, they're going to be sleepy and stay home. And they're, I mean, ask any police officer. We've talked to a bunch on the show before. They're going to say the domestic violence calls and the drunken disorderly calls and the fights and stuff like that happen when people are using alcohol.
I've had correctional officers say they wish that they could hand out an ounce of marijuana to every inmate once a month or once a week just in order to keep them calm. It would be safer for everybody.
That's a strong statement.
Mm. It is a strong statement. But, you know, the claim here in this report is that the governments make bigger problems with the drug war than the drugs do themselves. And the drug legalization and enforcement has little correlation with the levels of drug use and misuse in that particular country, whatever it might be, the country.
Yeah, that's something I think we should pay attention to. And let's go to the phones. We've got Brett in Nashville. Brett, are you with us?
Actually, it's Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, excuse me. What's on your mind, Brett?
I don't know. I was listening to you guys here. I just got out of the shower, and I don't know. It's kind of funny. So what do you think about DWI? Should we just get rid of those laws, too? Because there's a lot of people who just like to drink and get out on the road and, you know,
yeah, I mean, that is already illegal, and it doesn't seem to be stopping too many people.
Marijuana
from...
is already illegal, mm-hmm. and nobody it doesn't stop anybody from doing it.
Sure.
That would be interesting. People use the same amount of drugs when it's decriminalized. If drunk driving itself were not illegal, but obviously the harm that you do when you drive drunk were still illegal, would more people drive drunk?
If you're a drug user and you get on the road, I guess they're safer.
Well, don't you think there's
then?
A difference between somebody using drugs and getting on, and then somebody using drugs and getting on the road? I mean, there's a difference between alcohol and people driving drunk, right?
Well, but here's the difference, though, guys. You're not looking at the facts. What you're talking about here is that every single pothead stays home. She just said it. The potheads, they're just gonna lay around the house.
I don't think that's really what we need.
No, I said something like
that.
Yeah,
certainly they do lay around.
Some of them do.
You're talking more about them not getting violent, though, weren't you, than driving?
Right. Yeah.
Let's beat this logic down.
Crackheads don't do violent crimes, right?
Well, oftentimes...
No, I didn't say anything about meth.
Most crackheads, most of them, are not doing the crime while they're on crack. They're doing the crime to get crack.
To get the money.
And we should legalize that. As far as I'm concerned, people should be able to do anything to their own bodies that they want to do as long as they're not harming other people. But I'd like to ask you if you think that alcohol should be illegal.
If alcohol were invented today and presented to government officials and you said, this is what it does, this is what it can do, I really think they would turn it down.
I think they absolutely would make it illegal.
Same thing with aspirin, by the way.
But marijuana has been found in, as I understand, thousands of year old graves. So marijuana's been around a long time. Does that not give marijuana the same credence as alcohol?
Look, I'm a firm believer marijuana should be decriminalized. It should be treated like, a speeding ticket. I don't think that this...
Do you think alcohol should be treated like a speeding ticket?
Do what?
Do you think alcohol should be treated like a speeding ticket?
Dude, whatever impairs you. There is no difference.
Alcohol should be treated like a speeding ticket.
Brett, if you would, hold the line, please. I want to talk with you more about this. More coming up on the War on Drugs. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. Stay tuned. We've got more on the way.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.